Unit 1. A question of rights. Unfortunately, a crime was about to be committed, but at that moment, Leslie was unaware of the impending event, which would affect her life so drastically for the next 2 years. For the moment at least, her holiday at the cottage had been ideal. She had spent many idle hours relaxing on the deck, reading, eating a sandwich when she was hungry, and in the evening watching the sky turn from brilliant orange to peach and finally to pale purple, eventually the light becoming dim. It was about this time that the mist would begin to rise from the cool water hiding in the dense forest that hugged the shoreline. Late evening dew glistened on every bush, and soon the loon's call would resound across the water. She decided to take one last dip in the lake. As the cool night air touched her arms, she gave a little shiver and decided it was time to move inside. This was to be her last evening alone, as Jeff, her former mate, would be returning Zack to her early in the morning. As the case in many marriages these days, problems had arisen between Leslie and Jeff, but they did not extend to Zack. He was a good kid, just entering kindergarten. The couple had come to a mutual agreement as dictated by the legal custody agreement. It stated that each parent would share Zack's care every second weekend, and this had been her weekend to be alone.